This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Rashtriya Swatantra Party Central Committee meeting on Thursday to elect its parliamentary party leader. Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa proposes to hold party's 15th General Convention in September. Colombian military plane crash kills at least 66 people. And Israel and Iran continue to strike each other after U.S. says plans for talks with Tehran remain fluid. Now the news in detail. The Central Committee meeting of the Rashtriya Swatantra Party RSP is summoned for Thursday at the party's central office in Banasthali of Kathmandu. The Central Committee meeting of the RSP is taking a decision on the parliamentary party leader. The swearing-in ceremony of the newly elected House of Representatives members is scheduled to take place at 2 in the afternoon on Thursday, while the RSP has fixed its Central Committee meeting at 4 p.m. on the same day to elect its parliamentary party leader. RSP spokesperson Manish Jha said that President Ravi Lamisane will chair the meeting. All the Central Committee members have been directed to attend the meeting, which will hold discussions on diverse issues. The RSP has gained a supermajority by winning 182 House of Representatives seats from the elections held on the 5th of March. Nepali Congress President Gagan Kumar Thapa has presented a proposal of holding the party's 15th General Convention from the 9th to the 11th of September this year. In today's Nepali Congress Central Working Committee meeting held at the party's central office in Sanipa, President Thapa presented a schedule for the preparations to hold the General Convention. Meanwhile, addressing the Central Working Committee meeting of the party, President Thapa stated that party would responsibly fulfill the opposition role given by the public mandate in the recent House of Representatives elections. He also stated that party had to contest the election under adverse circumstances, and mentioned that he resigned from the position of the party president to be accountable following the dismal election results for the party. However, the Central Committee meeting of the party rejected his resignation. Provinces and local governments have proposed around 3,500 projects for equalization and special grants from the federal government for coming fiscal year 2026 and 2027. According to the National Planning Commission, NPC, local levels have proposed 3,358 projects and programs, and the provinces 140 projects and programs for this purpose. The NPC had asked the local levels and provinces to submit their proposals within February 12th this year for the plans and programs to be implemented under federal equalization and special grants for the coming fiscal year. 2,948 people have acquired citizenship in their mother's name since the enforcement of Nepal Citizenship 4th Amendment Regulation 2082 Bikram Sambat. The Minister of Home Affairs has stated that this many citizens have obtained citizenship according to new provisions so far after the regulations were issued. The Nepal Citizenship Regulations, which were amended for the fourth time, had been published in the Nepal Gazette. The cabinet meeting held on December 26th in 2025 had decided to approve the fourth amendment to the Nepal Citizenship Regulations. The Department of Immigration has reminded the stakeholders of the government policy regarding the mandatory provision of trekking guides while travelling to restricted areas in 13 districts across the country. According to the department, prior approval from the department was needed for trekking in the restricted areas. The department has also stated that issuance of trekking permits for foreigners traveling in groups through agencies in the restricted areas was made prompt, efficient, and user-friendly through online system. Department's spokesperson and director Tikaram Jakal mentioned that contact numbers have been arranged to facilitate the service seekers in case of technical issues to receive tracking permits. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
Download 1 GB data free. सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न अल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर वन जीबी डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The World Tuberculosis Day has been marked across Nepal today by organizing various awareness programs. Director at the National Tuberculosis Center, Dr. Bhuvan Paudyal, said that the day has been observed with the commitment of fulfilling responsibilities by all from their respective fields with an objective of ending tuberculosis by 2035 and making the country tuberculosis-free by 2050. Stating that 42% TB patients are still out of treatment in the country, Dr. Paudyal mentioned that problems have surfaced as most of the patients do not openly talk about their diseases as well as inability of using technology. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. A Colombian Air Force plane crashed shortly after takeoff in the south of the country, leaving at least 66 people dead and dozens injured. According to the BBC, the plane, a US-made C-130 Hercules used for transporting troops, came down near the town of Puerto Leguimazo in Putumayo province. A total of 128 people were on board the transport plane. Locals were rushed to the scene, pulling out dozens of injured survivors from the burning wreckage and ferrying them to hospitals on the back of their motorbikes. Similarly, emergency workers sent to the area were seen searching through the wreckage for survivors. An investigation is underway to determine the cause of the accident. There is still confusion over talks between U.S. and Iran after U.S. President Donald Trump said on Monday that the countries had constructive talks. According to the BBC, Iranian officials denied any substantive talks between the two nations, and the White House later said the situation was fluid. On Monday, the BBC's U.S. partner CBS News reported that a senior Iranian foreign ministry official told them they received points from the U.S. through mediators and they are being reviewed. Reports also suggest that Trump's Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff could meet Iranian officials this week in Pakistan. The oil price fell after Trump mentioned that prospect of talks before climbing back to more than $100 a barrel. Similarly, on the ground overnight, Iran launched multiple waves of missiles at Israel, causing damage to buildings in Tel Aviv and central Israel. In Lebanon, state media reported Israeli strikes on Beirut overnight, and this morning the Israeli military told residents in the south to evacuate as it prepared to target more Hezbollah infrastructures. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in the Himalayan regions, as well as the hilly regions of Kusi and Gandaki provinces, and partly cloudy in the remaining hilly regions and mainly fair in the Terai region. Similarly, there is a possibility of light rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kusi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Rashtriya Swatantra Party's Central Committee meeting on Thursday to elect its parliamentary party leader. Nepali Congress President Gagan Thapa proposes to hold party's 15th General Convention in September. Colombian military plane crash kills at least 66 people. And Israel and Iran continue to strike each other after U.S. says plans for talks with Tehran remain fluid. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.